Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Mem Beis in Maseches Yuma. It's the 505th daf in Shas. We're going to pick up three lines from the bottom. The topic of Mem Aleph Mem Beis, the topic of today's daf, is a continuation of the Mishnah on Mem Aleph Mem Beis that told us about the Lashon Shel Zahoris, which is the special thread that was put on top of both the Seir HaMishtalech as well as used to bind together the different materials that were thrown into the Efer Para Aduma. Our daf is also going to introduce us to a third instance where we have a string, and that is the Shniyat Tolas that is taken for the carbon of the Metzorah, and it is dipped into blood. And in the case of Nige Habatim, it is sprinkled on the house. So that will be the discussion in the beginning of the daf about the commonality and differences between those Lashon Shel Zahoris. The Gemara will also discuss commonality and differences between the Shchitas Para Aduma and the Shchitas Par HaKohen B'Yom HaKippurim. And the Gemara will entertain the idea that we have in a few places in Shas that the Shchita is not an integral part of the Avoda. The Gemara is going to quote a machlokis between Rav and Shmuel, whether the Shchita of a Para Aduma is possible bizarre, or the Shchita of the Paras Kohen Gadol is Pasul Bizar. And that Machlokas will take us through Mem Beis Amud Aleph, where the Gemara will attempt Rayos, as we describe, Lekanu Lekan in both directions. The Gemara will also talk about, on Amud Beis, the Hazah, the sprinkling of the Para Aduma, being done by someone who is not a Kohen. The Gemara will also discuss an Isha doing it, and doing other parts of the Para Aduma, the process of the Para Aduma. And that Bezer Hashem will take us into the Daf for Shabbos Kodesh. That will complete Daf Mem Beis. Let's pick up three lines from the bottom of Mem Aleph on the Beis. Ki Asa Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shalosh Lashonos Shamati. I heard that there are three different types of threads. Up until now, our Gemara had discussed two. Our mission, of course, had mentioned Lashon Shel Zahoris of Yom HaKippur. The Gemara mentioned Para Aduma, and now we get the third of a Metzorah. Achas Shel Para, v'achas Shel Sir Mishlech, v'achas Shel Metzorah. We had mentioned in the introduction that a Shni Salas is used to sprinkle the Dam, in the case of Metzorah, on a Bayis, as well as the Torah Akdosha describes on the Metzorah himself. The Torah describes in the beginning of Parshas Metzorah, the fourth pasuk, even Tziva Hakohen v'lokach lamiter shteit sparim chayes toras ve'itzeres u'shni salas ve'ezov, and then the shni salas is used to sprinkle the dam. In regards to these three different zahoros, Rabbi Yochanan said that there were larger ones and there were smaller ones. Achas mishkal asara zuz. One had the weight of 10 zuz. V'achas mishkal shnei slam. V'achas mishkal shekel. A sela is equal to 2 shkalim. That is described in the Gemara Bava Metzia on Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis. And therefore, 10 zuz is the weight of 2.5 sloim. Vainly the farish, I'm not sure which one has which weight. Continues the Gemara, last line in Mimalth Amud Beis. Kiyaz, Ravim Pirsha Mishmei, the Rabbi Yonis, and Rabbi Yonis, and explain. Shel Para, when we're talking about Para Duma, Mishkal Asara Zuz, it has to be 10 Zuz. Rashi explains, makes reference to yesterday's daf, where we saw that there is a requirement, L'toch Sreifas HaPara, that when you take the Shni Salas that's holding things together, it has to go inside of the Sreifas HaPara. It means it should be heavy to fall in, hence the heavier weight that is equal to that of Asara Zuz. V'shel Seir Mishtaleach, Mishkal Shnei Slam. Seir Mishtaleach is equal to 2 Slam. Vishal Metzora, that's the lightest Mishkal Shekel. Mark continues 3 lines of Dam Mem Beis Amud Aleph. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Pligi Bar Rabshim Mechalafta V'Rabbanon Bepara. There is a machlokis about the weight of the Shni Salasa Paraduma. Chad Amar Mishkal Asara. One said it was the weight of Asara Zuz. V'chad Amar Mishkal Shekel. And one said it was the weight of a Shekel. And the way to remember, according to the Mefarshim, this means the way to remember that it was a machlokis of extremes, that one said it was very heavy and one gave the lightest shear of a shekel, echad amarbe ve'echad hamamit. This is a reference to the last Mishnah in Meseches Menachos, which Rashi quotes, echad amarbe ve'echad hamamit, whether you give a lot or you give a little, So that's a way of emphasizing that there's a position that's a marbe and there's a position that's a mamit. There's no machlokis in regards to the weight of the para, as was suggested previously. But rather, machlokis is in regards to the stira shemaleach. And that day that they argued about the weight of the zehir of the seir mishtaleach, noch nafshe de rabia bar kisei, it was the day of the ptir rabia kisei, va'anchuba, and there was a great simona that was left with his ptira and the machlokis in regards to the seir mishtaleach, a reference in the following way. Ravya Bar Kisei, the death of Ravya Bar Kisei, Mechaper Kisir HaMishtaleach. It's Mechaper just like Kisir HaMishtaleach. In other words, the discussion, the base of Medrash was Kisir HaMishtaleach, and Chazal have a description in Moed Kata, Chav Chesam and Aleph, Ma Big Dehuna Kahuna Mechaprim, Af Misa Sadikim Mechaperes. Market to use 10 lines in the Tam and Bezam and Aleph, Amar Reb Yitzchak, Shtei Shchitos, Shamati. I heard about two shchitos that their halachos are different. Achas shel para v'achas shel paro. One of the para adum and the other of the par of the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippur. How are they different? Achas kshera bizar v'achas psula bizar. One of them can be executed, the shchita can be executed by someone who is not kosher la'avoda, even in Yisrael, and one is pasul. V'lo yadana minayu. And I didn't know which one is kosher bizar and which one is pasul bizar. Itmar, we learned, Shchitas paro uparo, Rav Shmuel chadomer paro psula paro ksheira. One of them held that the paraduma is pasul bazar and the par kohen gadol is kosher bazar. Chadomer paro psula, the par kohen gadol is pasul bazar, paro, the paraduma is ksheira. Tistayim, let us come and conclude, says the Gemara, to Rav Udomer paro psula. Rav's of the opinion that the paraduma is pasul bazar, it's slaughtering. The Amar Rabbi Zera. As Rabbi Zeira had taught, this appears in Zvachim on Yudalad Amabez, Shchitas Para Bizar Psula. That the Shchita Par, Aduma, is Pasul Bizar. V'amar Rav, Allah and Rav said on this, Elazar V'chuka Shaninu Ba. Rashi explains that the Torah Kedosha says, Elazar, in regards to the Paraduma, and it also says, Zois Chuka Sater. And wherever it says chukah, so there the word chukah is ma'akev, tells us that it's ma'akev. That we learned on the 503 daf in Shas, on daf mem amid aleph, that chukah is ma'akev. So here it says, number one, that's done by Elazar, the hainu the kohanim, says Rav. And number two, the Torah says, v'hoisa zois, excuse me, zois chukas ha-Torah, so there the chayk is ma'akev. Asks the Gemara, is Rav's proof conclusive? V'rav, maishna para, how is para aduma different? T'chsiv Elazar, v'chuka. It mentions Elazar, which is of course a reference to a chiv of a kohen, as well as zayis chukas ha-Taira. Paroi nami, haksiv aroin, v'chuka. When it comes to the para aduma also, it mentions Aaron, and it mentions chuka as well. Rashi points out that the Torah says in regards to the para of Aaron, on Yom HaKippur, v'hoisa, zayis lachem l'chukas ha-ilam l'chaper al b'nei Yisrael. Answers the Gemara, Shchita lav avoidahi. The Shchita is not considered avoida, hence Chukah would not be telling us it's ma'akev. Asks the Gemara the obvious follow-up question. If you're going to say Shchita lav avoidahi and it's not ma'akev when it comes to Paroi, the Parai Kohen Gadol, Yachad Parai Nami, then the same problem would apply to Parai Aduma. Shchita is not avoidahi, and even though it says Chukah, it's not ma'akev. Answers the Gemara, Shani Parai dekotshe bedekabayasi. Para is different because it's considered part of Bedek HaBayis. This is an important klal. With the following introduction, we will have a segue into a couple of very basic klalim in Kachim, and that is that in Kachim there is what's called Kedushas Mizbeach and Kedushas Bedek HaBayis. Kedushas Bedek HaBayis means that it has been designated and sanctified for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, for use of the Beis HaMikdash. In contrast to, of course, Kedushas Mizbeach, there it's sanctified for the Mizbeach itself, and then it's not simply its value is consecrated, but the animal itself needs to be brought up on the Mizbeach. Rashi explains that Parah Aduma is different than Par Yom HaKippurim because Parah Aduma, it's not considered Kedushas HaMizbeach because the Shechita is done Bahara Mishcha. And therefore, the Tzad Avodos are not different between the two. And the Gemara is answering in the following way. Shani Parah Dekadshe Bedek HaBayisi, since Parah is not Kedushas HaMizbeach, then it doesn't have the dichotomy that differentiates between the Shechita and the other Avodas. When it comes to Kedushas Mizbeach, so then we have a rule Shechita LaAvodi that we already discussed earlier in our Mesechta. There we could differentiate between the Avoda that takes place on the Mizbeach and Shechita, which does not, and therefore it's kosher, even bizarre. However, when it comes to Kedusha Bedek HaBayis, since it doesn't have Kedushas Mizbeach, because the Shechitasa is Bahar HaMishcha, therefore there is no Tzad Avodos Nechlikos, there's no Avoda that's different between the two, hence the Din of Shechita will be like all the other Avodas, and Azar will be possible. Asks the Gemara, V'lav Kol Dechenu, isn't it a Kol Shekein? When it comes to Kedushas Mizbeach, where there is a Kedusha, that makes it consecrated for the Mizbeach, and nevertheless, Shechita Bizar is going to be okay. Certainly, when something has a lower level of Kedusha, where it's Kedusha's Bedek HaBayis, certainly its Shechita could be done Bizar. Amar Rav Shisha Brei Deravidi Midi Dehave Amaros Negoyim. Delav Avodahi Ubai Kahuna. Looking at Negoyim is also not an Avoda. Nevertheless, it requires the Kahuna. Only a Kohen can paskin on Negoyim. So just like when it comes to Negoyim, there's a requirement of Kuna, so too, the Kotshe Bedek HaBayis of Parah Aduma requires a Kohen as well. Emir Tzashem, if we get to Halacha from the Daily Daf, this is a fascinating topic, the implications of this idea that Maris Negoyim is not Avoda, yet nevertheless requires Kahuna. There's a beautiful idea in both Drash and in Halacha that should be and could be discussed. Let's Be'ezer Hashem continue 12 lines from the bottom. Ula Shmuel, Da'amar Parai Psula. According to Shmuel, who disagrees with Rav, and he holds the Par Kohen Gadol is going to be possible if it's the Shechita is done bizarre. Maishna Parai Dechsiv Aron V'chuka. Why is it that there we darsh in the Pasuk of Zayis Chukas HaTayra by Parah Aduma and it's not Ma'akev. Yet, when it comes to the Avoda on Yom HaKippur, and Vayisa Zayis Lachem L'chukas Haylam, there it is Ma'akev. Paranami, Ha'ksiv Elazar V'chuka. Shani Hasam answers the Gemara, Dechsiv Eshachat Oysa Lefanov. The Torah describes, in regards to Avoda Yom HaKippur, that it's Lefnei, by Parah Aduma, that it's done lifanav, that it's done in front of Elazar. So there, by the Parah Aduma, v'shachat osal lifanav, it's done in front of Elazar, mashma, shiezar shaychet, ve'elazar roya, that the Zar be shaychet and Elazar would see it. V'rav, what's Rav going to do with this pasuk? What's lifanav? So says Rav, it's a separate halacha. It's coming to tell us that it's done lifanav in front of Elazar, shelo yesiach daitoi mimenu, that he shouldn't be distracted from the Avoda, but in other words, the emphasis being that's supposed to be lefanav the entire time, but he does it as well. Ushmuel, shlo yisiach daito minole. How does he know that, where does he learn the requirement of mesiach das, that there's prohibited to mesiach das from the Parah Aduma? Nafki lemi v'sarafes ha-parah le'enav. It's supposed to be done le'enav in front of him. That tells us there's this or mesiach das. Why does Rav not learn out from the pasuk v'sarafes ha-parah le'enav? Rav, Chad b'shchita v'chad b'sreifa. We need two different psukim, one for shchita, one for tzrecha u'tzricha, and we need both. Dikas rachmana b'shchita mishum tchilas avoidi. When it comes to shchita, that's the beginning of avoid. This is the beginning of avoida. Then you have a requirement not to be siach dasa. Well, sreifa im aloi, but maybe when it comes to sreifa, then it's towards the end. Then there isn't a prohibition. Tzricha, so we need the pasuk by sreifa. Vikas rachmana b'sreifa, and if I mention the pasuk only v'sarves apar le'inav. Mishum dahashtu de mischashra para. That is the moment that it has, to borrow a lamdish term, a chaloi shem para aduma. Why? Because its whole tafkid, its whole matara, explains Rashi six lines from the bottom, is to create efer para aduma. Avol shchita eim aloi, but shchita may be different tzricha, so we need both psukim. We learn different makairis that tell us that there is a psul of hetzach hadas in certain avodos. Lemiute mai, which avodos is Hesach Hadas not a problem? Ilem lemiyute asifas apara umilui mayim likidush lemishmeres. If we're going to say that it is the gathering up of the Afer, as the Torah describes, va'asaf ish tohar, Rashi brings down three lines to the bottom, or putting the water into the Afer for the Haza, or the Kiddush, that is putting the water onto the Afer and mixing them together, as the Torah says, l'mishmeres l'mei nida k'siv, then it's supposed to be l'mishmeres for a mei nida going on to Amid Beis, and therefore, it seems that it requires Shmira and Hazah Hesed Hadas would be a psul there as well. Elalimute. So why do we have the Gzeres HaKosov that says that here you need to have the Shchita Lefanov that there shouldn't be Hesed Hadas, the Sreifa Le'enov that there shouldn't be Hesed Hadas, Elalimute Ashlachas Eitz Erevs, we're talking about throwing the eitz erez, the hyssop, the grass, the shni, the lashonos, throwing that into the fire. There is no prohibition of het hesechadas, because it's not part of the actual process of the paraduma. It's a tangential requirement. We put a period over here after we've analyzed the machlok is from Rav and Shmuel's perspectives in regards to the requirement of a kohen either by the para aduma or by the par kohen gadol yom kippurim. And now we see it from the perspective of Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka. Three lines on the top of Membez on the base, itmar shchitas para bizar. Rabbi Ami omer ksheira, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka omer psula. Rabbi Ami says that the shchitas para aduma would be kosher bizar, while Rabbi Yitzchak disagrees and holds its puzzle. Umarik Sheira. Va'amri la psula. And there was a disagreement what Ula's position is, whether it's kasher or puzzle. Matzah Rabbi Yeshua bar Abba l'siyue l'rav. Rabbi Yeshua bar Abba asks a question on those who say that the shchita is ksheira bizar, and a raya to Rav who says that it's puzzle, as we learned on Amud Aleph. Eli ela hazos meimeha. That when it comes to the hazah, it's only kosher when it's done by a man, as well as it can only be done in the day. How do we know that all of these halachos also apply only during the day? Talmud Loimar Torah. When the Torah HaKadosh says Torah, what does it mean when the Torah HaKadosh says Torah? When the Pasuk says, Zois Chukas HaTorah, that it seems to indicate that there's one Torah over here of the entire Avodah. And that in Torah has its same set of rules. What are those rules? The rules are, that's only Dafka B'yom. Yochol Shani Marbe continues the Braisa, that I might think Afasifa Safara Umilu Imayim V'Kiddush also has to be done B'yom. Talmud Loimar Zois. The Torah says Zois Chukas HaTorah, and that word Zois is referring to the actual avodos mentioned above, and not Asivas Paro Milu Imayim. Asks the Gemara, Umayra, the Braisek now continues, Umayra Yisa L'Rabbi Seselu Hotzi Seselu. And why do you think that B'yoyim, when it says Zois, is coming to talk about those avodos and not Asivas Paro Milu Imayim? Ula Hotzi Seselu. Answers the Gemara, Achar Shri Ba'akosav Umiyit. When the Torah goes out of its way and it's marbe through Torah, and then it's mamayit to the word Zois, Hareyanu lemeidin kulon me'azos mameha. So the Zois is going on the hazos me'meha, and we're going to learn the halachos of hazos me'meha, which has to be done dafka be'yom, to those things that are similar to it. Ma'azos me'meha einu k'shurim b'isha ki b'ish v'einu k'shurim el b'yoyim afani yavi shchitasa v'kabol azdama v'azos dama v'sreifas v'ashachas eitzeres v'ezer v'shni salas hol v'einu k'shur b'isha ki b'ish einu k'shur el b'yoyim. Since there's already a commonality between them, that all of these things are only kosher when they're done by a man and they're not done by a woman, so too, they're only kosher b'yoyim. Umotzani, and we're going to come to exclude Asifa Safara Umilu Emayim V'Kiddush Ho'aluk Sherim Be'isha. That's the commonality. Since it's Kosher Be'isha, so then it's no longer like Hazah.
So since it's kosher b'isha k'b'ish, k'sherin nami b'yoyim u'b'layla. So for that reason as well, it'll be kosher both during the day and into the night. Now this is the Braisa. This is a Braisa that went on for quite a few lines, starting from 7 lines from the top, on Mimalif on the base. What was the Masiv? What's Rabbi Yoshua Bar Abba asking on the Shita that says that the Shchitas Paraduma is Pasal Bazar? That's what the Gemara is bothered by. V'haimai Tiyufta. What exactly is a Tiyufta? Ilei Mabidipsulim B'isha. If you're going to say that it's a given in the Braisa that the Shchita is Pasal B'isha, so therefore Psula Nami Bazar, and therefore we have a Kasha on Rabbi Ami who said Shchitas Para Bazar is Kasher. We saw Rabbi Ami Shita 4 lines from the top. That's not a Kasha, because Hazas Meimetachiach Shepsulim B'isha V'ksherim Bazar. Hazah, it's a Beferish and Mishnah, can be done by a Zar, and nevertheless, it's Pasal B'isha. So just because something is Pasal B'isha doesn't mean it's Pasal Bazar. Amar Abaye, so Abaye explained that what Rabbi Yoshua, 6 lines from the top, was bothered by is the following kasha. Hainu tiyufta. This is the question. Isha mai taima. What's the reason that an isha is possible for shchita? Because the Torah Daisha says, v'shachat oisa lefanav, and who is lefanav elazar velo isha? So zar nami. When it comes to zar, we should say, Elazar, the Kohen who takes the place of Elazar, velo zar, and not a zar. I just like to add, al derech hachasidus, that Elazar is Kale plus 70, the 70 paths of wisdom. That is what's kosher, but not stam e zar. Because Elazar is Kale with ayin, then the zar. But zar alone is going to be pasul. Leaving the chasidus aside, the Gemara now has a kasha from Rabbi Yoshua Bar Abba onto those who say it's kasher. V'shachat oisa lefanav. It's done by Elazar and not by a zar.
Hence the tiyufta on Rabbi Ami, and the halacha is that the shchitas paras aduma has to be done by a kohen gadol. We put a big period or a big question mark over here, and then we begin a new paragraph with a new Gemara. Amar Ula Torah, kol parsha kula mashma, the entire parsha of the Avodas Maisa Para Aduma, mashma motzi miyad mashma, seems to indicate that whatever was said in the previous pasuk is countered in the next pasuk and contrasted. We're going to see what Ula means in a moment. Or there's another way of looking at it. Umashma memela. It's also sometimes could be looked at as memela, the halacha being the same. So is one pasuk coming to contrast with the previous one and to change the halacha, or to maintain it as the same? We still have no idea what we're referring to over here until Ula elaborates and explains which psukim he's struggling with. The Torah Kedoshah says, "Unesatem oisai el Elazar hakohen," that you will put the para by Elazar hakohen. Oisa le Elazar. Maybe the Torah is telling us only osa, the para duma, has to be done by Elazar, velo ledoros la Elazar. But ledoros, it doesn't have to be done to the kohen. So this would be a process of limud that Ulad referred to above as mashma motzi miyad mashma, that it's coming to exclude something, that only in that days is it supposed to be in front of a lazar, for other days not. La lazar v'lo ledoros le lazar. Ikadarmi, some say no, memela we learn ledoros as well. Ikadarmi ledoros b'kohen gadol, that ledoros it's coming to tell you that you need to have it done in front of a kohen gadol. V'ikadarmi ledoros b'kohen hedyot. And some say it means b'kohen hedyot. So there are different ways of interpreting those that pasuk. Analyzes the Gemara. Bishleim l'man damer doros b'kohen hedyot shapir. If you're going to say l'doros with a kohen hedyot, that makes sense. L'man damer l'doros b'kohen gadol minole. How do we know that's referring specifically to the kohen gadol? Even the para of Maisha wasn't done by the kohen gadol. It was done by Elazar. So that doesn't make sense in either way. You read the psukim, either mashma motzi miyad mashma, or mashma memela, either it's coming to exclude something,
Or it's coming to say that the same applies today. The same applies today. We require a Kohen Hedyot, not a Kohen Gadol, because it wasn't done in front of Aaron HaKohen. It's done in front of Elazar. So that would require a Kohen Hedyot. Ella, says the Gemara, how do you know this? How do you know it's going to be in front of Kohen Gadol? Answers the Gemara, Kamar Chuka Chuka Miyom HaKippurim. It's Xer Shoah from Yom HaKippurim. Hotzi Osa. The Gemara has another drasha. Now that we've answered that we learned from Yom HaKippurim, Shelo Yotzi Acheres Ima, that the Torah Kedosha says that you shall take out the Parah Aduma El Michutz LaMachaneh V'Shachat Osa LeFanecha Kidisnan. Lo Isa Pararotz Lotzeis, if the Parah did not want to go out, Emotzi Ima Shchora. You don't take a different cow that will keep it company and encourage it to go out. Shelo Yomru, because we're afraid that people will think Shchora Shachto, that they'll think that the Parah is kosher even if it's black and not red. And of course, it needs to be Parah Aduma. Ve'emotzi Ima Ima Aduma, you also can't take out another Parah Aduma with it. Shelo Yomru Shaim Shachto. And you can't have a suggestion, a solution, by having another one that's an aduma to go out with it, because then they'll think that you could do two at once. Rebbe says there's a different reason why you don't take a para acheres with it. That you shall take it out, osa, livada. That's exeris hakosiv, that it has to go out itself. The Gemara clarifies, vitanikama. What's he going to do with the pasuk osa? Answers the Gemara. Man Tanakama, who is the Tanakama? Rabbi Shimon. He follows Rabbi Shimon. The darish time of dikra, that he darshins the tam of the psukim. This is a big discussion, as Rashi points out in the last Rashi on the Amud, whether we are darish time of the kra. So here, the pasuk, the other pasuk, is giving us the tam. It's the reason why you have exeris akasav of isa is because of the tam that was mentioned above. What was that? That shelo yomru shtayim shachtu, in order that people shouldn't say that they slaughtered two paradumas at once. My benai, what is a nafkamina if it's because of lo yomru or it's exeris hakasav? Ika benayu de afik chamar bahado. The nafkamina will be if you coax the paraduma to go out to Hara Mishka with a donkey. If there's a problem with Shelo Yomru, so then in such a case, no one's going to think that you're using the donkey for the Parah Aduma, then you would be allowed to. However, if it's Exeris HaKosav Isa, Lo Tzi Levada, then you can't even take out a Chamor. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Mem Beis for Maseches Yuma. And Baruch Hashem, we've finished a beautiful Daf, the 505th Daf in Shas, Daf Mem Beis in Yuma.